Coca-Cola is under scrutiny today after the New York Times revealed the company's involvement in a new health initiative. According to the Times, Coca-Cola provided financial and logistical support to the Global Energy Balance Network, a nonprofit that says obese people should focus on exercising more, not eating and drinking less. Here's the group's vice president, Stephen Blair, an exercise scientist, in a video introducing the effort.
Most of the focus in the popular media and in the scientific press is, oh, they're eating too much, eating too much, eating too much, blaming fast food, blaming sugary drinks, and so on. And there's really virtually no compelling evidence that that, in fact, is a cause. Those of us interested in science, public health, medicine, we have to learn how to get the right information out there.
Well, critics say this message is misleading and that Coca-Cola is just backing it to try to change public opinion to boost lagging sales. Joining us now, as he does each Monday, is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, the implication here in the Times story is that this group is a sham group that Coca-Cola is funding, that they're not telling us science. They're just telling us what Coca-Cola wants us to hear.
I think this is a simple story sitting atop a much more complex story. But first, let's start with the simple story. That's that the largest soda company in the world is funding, shall we say, unorthodox science that says that people don't have to worry about what they eat. Now, the scientific consensus is that this is not true. The scientist that we just heard said there is, quote, virtually no compelling evidence that eating too much is the cause. But if you sort of parse the words, he's either being sort of purposely duplicitous or just wrong. There is virtually lots of compelling evidence that the key to losing weight is burning more calories than you consume. So there are sort of two parts of this equation. One part, exercise, important. But in fact, the scientific consensus is that eating fewer calories is more important initially to losing weight. But I want to say that underneath the hood, this is more complex because government funding for scientific research has declined a lot in the last few years. And that has left the bill, so to speak, to corporations to fund a lot of this scientific research. And we're getting more and more moments of conflict of interest because of this shift from government to corporate backing of science.
So corporate backing, and the guy that we heard there, Stephen Blair, is an exercise scientist. He's a scientist. In fact, I looked back and the New York Times, which published this story, had done an expert Q&A with him several years ago. So this is a guy that was obviously respected. But what's wrong with Coca-Cola backing this idea if, as you say, yeah, exercise is part of it and cutting your calories is part of it? What's wrong with Coca-Cola going out there and trying to make their case that's obviously better for their bottom line?
I don't think there's anything morally wrong with corporations backing scientific research, but there is a necessity, a greater necessity for transparency. Coke donated $1.5 billion to this group last year. Since 2008, they've given some of this organization's founding members millions of dollars to fund research. The Times reported, and this is almost too much on the nose, this organization's website, geben.org, is registered to, ready, Coca-Cola headquarters in Atlanta, and yet the group's website has no mention of Coke's backing. And it's that last point that's crucial. If we are headed into a world where because of government austerity or for whatever reason the government is getting out of the business of backing important scientific research, and that bill is going to be picked up by corporations, there is a greater need, not a lesser need, for transparency to be blindingly clear when these reports are published.
So the other part of this that I don't understand, what is the point of Coca-Cola backing this kind of research? And that you might say, well, they want to sell more Coke. But the thing is, they've already been moving into smaller cans, moving into some of these healthier drinks, vitamin waters and things like that. They see where the market is going. They see what the research is telling them. Why bother trying to go back and say, oh, no, actually drinking a lot of Coke isn't that bad for you?
It is confusing on the one hand. I suppose you could say that, you know, Coke has come out publicly as less than a year ago saying we're joining other large soda companies to pledge to cut America's calorie intake by 20% in the next decade. And yet at the same time, out of the other side of their mouth, saying, oh, we're also going to back scientific research that says that drinking fewer calories has absolutely nothing to do with losing weight. So Coke is sort of having its soda and drinking it too, if you will. But I do think that in this situation, you just have to think about, like, you know, the psychological idea of motivated reasoning, right? Coke would prefer for the scientific consensus to shift towards exercise rather than calorie intake. And to be fair, you know, the science on this, this consensus is more or less that you need both exercise and fewer calories. But this isn't like gravity or trigonometry. The exercise on this is not or the research on this is not settled. There are new studies coming out every year saying, you know, we need to that soda is worse than we thought, but milk is better than we thought and so on. So this is a fruitful area. It's just not entirely clear that soda has the best interests for its consumers here.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. We'll link you to the article about Coca-Cola at our website, herenow.org. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.